You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
TNT, it's your boy, Mr. Committed, and you are tuned into the best frequency in Trinidad and Tobago, 106.5 FM Freedom, on the Inside Hub. And you know the voice. I know for a fact that sometimes we'll just hear this voice and get tense, but we're here to relax. I'm not going to take you on that protocol ride this afternoon. Yeah, relax. This evening, we're going to have a nice discussion. We want to give thanks to the Almighty God that we have made it through another working week. And we may see and hear that statement and take it lightly, but you see the country and how things are going. We give thanks for that. But today's conversation is centered around a powerful and timely theme. And here's the theme: impacting the nation, community by community. When we speak about national development, many times the focus is placed on policy, institutions, large-scale initiatives. But the reality is, meaningful transformation often begins much closer to home. It starts in our communities. It starts with individuals who recognize a need and choose to respond. It starts when people decide that change is not something to wait for, but something to create. A stronger Trinidad and Tobago is built. One family, one street, one village, and one community at a time. Real impact happens when leadership moves beyond conversation and becomes action. It happens when people commit themselves to empowering others, creating opportunities, and building spaces where growth can take place. This is why today's discussion is so important. We are joined by someone whose work reflects exactly what it means to create national impact through community investment. She is an attorney at law, youth advocate, founder of Girls of Impact TNT, TT, and a young leader whose voice and work have made waves both here in Trinidad and Tobago and across the Caribbean. Through mentorship, advocacy, international leadership development, she has dedicated herself to empowering young women, helping to build stronger, more inclusive communities. Joining us today is none other than Miss Renee Atwell, who happens to celebrate her birthday this week as well. And this conversation promises to give us insight into the power of grassroots leadership, youth empowerment, and what it truly means to impact the nation, community by community. Renee, good evening.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having me.
And it's a pleasure to have you here in your birthday week. As a matter of fact, we celebrated birthday whole time this week.
Correct.
Big up all the mays. Yeah. So how has your day been so far before we get into the meat of it?
Today hasn't been too bad at all. I'm really looking forward to the discussion this afternoon. It's always good to speak about the work that we do through my organization and, of course, to have conversation with you on nation building.
I like that. It's so soothing, the voices. You know, like when you go to a massage parlor and they relax, that's the voice we want to hear today. So call us, relax yourself, don't worry, we're calm and we're going through a nice discussion. So for the listeners hearing your name for the first time, who is Renee Atwell? Give us a synopsis of who Renee is.
I would say I'm very multifaceted. I am a lot of things. I wear a lot of hats, but at the core of it, I'm someone who just genuinely enjoys helping others and helping to build up young people, but more particularly young women, and mainly due to my journey and what I experienced myself. But a lot of what I do is tied into that. I mean, professionally, I'm an attorney, and through my profession, I get to help others. But aside from that, I, of course, run a nonprofit organization called Girls of Impact. We work with young women across Trinidad.
Making
and
huge waves, by the way.
We try a thing. And aside from that, you know, I'm just someone who is always curious to learn. I love learning. I love going to new places. I love to travel and learn about new countries and cultures. And just genuinely very chill. I love to go to the beach. I love to hang out with my family and friends. That's basically me in a nutshell.
That's beautiful. And guys, don't feel I forget and I'm leaving you out. The question, which may be tweaked by Carrie because she knows she's the sensei, is for the top of the hour, is really this. Do you see the real impact of NGOs and MPOs in your communities or in Trinidad and Tobago? And I say it slowly so you'll understand. Do you see the real impact of NGOs and MPOs in your community or in Trinidad and Tobago. Join the conversation 625-2257 or 306-10657 your WhatsApp and give your contribution as we continue with the conversation. And you mentioned when you were describing yourself, Renee, what shapes you. What experiences you had growing up that carried you into wanting to be this person that has given back so much to the girls of Trinidad and Tobago, and you advocated that you make it look pretty, but it's not hard work, but you make it look so. What experience shaped that from young to where you are today?
Well, to be honest with you, I never envisioned getting into leadership or youth work in any way. I'm a very simple girl. I think I consider myself to be simple.
Right.
I actually wanted to be a flight attendant because I always was fascinated with travel. And my dad was like, nope, that is too dangerous. Like, think about something else. And when I went to high school, I went to St. George's College in Barrett area. I started to get into debating. I always was somebody who just loved to talk. I actually used to get in trouble in school all the time for that. Like, I remember my mom giving me like a real hard pinch. She's like, why the teacher always have to say you talking in class? And I joke about it now because I'm like, mommy, you see, I actually getting paid to talk now, right?
Yeah.
But I come from a very humble community. I'm from Malik. It's a small village at the intersection of Mova and Barrett area. You know, one of those communities that we can call quote-unquote hotspot.
Yeah.
And growing up in that community, of course, you are in an environment where there is a lot of, you know, what we call societal ills around you, a lot of crime and violence, adolescent pregnancy, etc.
Yeah.
And for me, at least, I thought very early that education would have been my golden ticket to get out of that situation. I didn't think I had any other option. My parents didn't have any businesses or anything like that.
Yeah.
My mom is actually from Grenada, so she came to Trinidad. And so I really decided to pursue my studies, and I went to St. George's. It wasn't my first choice, I must honestly say. I wanted to go convent so bad. And it's funny now because you know, I look at it and I always tell people, you know, sometimes it's not just about the schools that you're placed in, even though St. George's College is an amazing school, but about what you make of the opportunities that are given to you in life.
Yeah.
And so that is essentially how I started with advocacy through debating. I represented St. George's College in several debating competitions. And when it was time to go to UWE, I actually signed up for human resource management because I was a business student. And then I was like, yo, you like to talk, just go and try to do law. One of my teachers was like, I think you would make a great lawyer, like you're such a strong speaker. And I was like, you see, let me try that. Because I really had no guidance about what to do. I didn't even know about law, and it, you had to study for 5 years. So I just went and I signed up for the law, and the rest is history.
Become a teacher one time. Become a teacher one time. So guys, stay tuned. We talk with Renee at 12. We go into the break. Ads had a play. We will be right back.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5.
Welcome back, TNT. We are here chatting with Renee Atwell, and it's your host, Mr. Committed, and you're on the Inside Hub with the best frequency in Port of Spain, 106.5 FM Freedom. Olia, what we just heard in the first segment is a young lady coming from a community that we would call a hotspot. And if you pay attention to her story, you'll recognize that a hot spot or coming from there doesn't mean doom and gloom for your entire life. Renee, thanks for sharing that aspect on the first segment.
Correct, no problem.
So now we're going to go into the different parts, what it means to be a founder of an organization that we had the privilege to work with you guys in Tunapuna. And the girls, up to this day, when I see them, they ask, what happened again? But I can't respond. I don't know how to respond. We're talking about Girls of Impact. What inspired the creation of Girls of Impact, Titi?
What inspired the creation of Girls of Impact? I get this question all the time. So I started off by telling you that I decided to study law.
Yes.
And it's really because someone just told me that they thought I could speak well. And so that's why I decided to study law. And the reality was I didn't have any guidance on, you know, in terms of what it entailed. Actually, when I got to UWE and I went to UWE in Barbados, is when I find out I have to go and study for 2 years again to become a lawyer. So I'm like, wait, what is going on? Like, why didn't anybody tell me about this? I thought when I finished my three-year degree, And so I came to realize, especially for young women who come from certain, well, young people, I should say, who come from certain communities, when you don't have access to mentorship or guidance or somebody to tell you, hey, this is what you need to do to get into this profession or career, mm-hmm. etc., then many persons are left lost. And many persons don't even know where to start. Who do I become a lawyer? You know, how do I become a professional? And that is where the idea to have a mentorship type organization started for me. Because I found that I didn't have any guidance or mentorship, but I find like, you know, I'm now getting into this profession. I want to really start a space where we can actually empower young people to get that mentorship and guidance. And so Girls of Impact, of course, we have now blossomed, but it primarily is a mentorship type organization to give young women opportunities to get mentorship, to get into careers or entrepreneurship.
Amazing. 625-2257 or 3016-306-1065. I'm going to repeat that because sometimes the convos have been a little intoxicated because it's been a lot. 3061065, WhatsApp, let me know what's going on. And join the conversation. Have you seen NGOs within your community, so even MPOs, making an impact in your community or even on a national level? So I want you guys to let me know, join the conversation. And it is a time check in Trinidad and Tobago. It is 20 minutes past 6 in the capital city, and you're in the best frequency at this point in time. So Renee, we're going back to you. So this mentorship for women, why just women?
It's a question I get so much because I wanted to really start off with, you know, something small that I think I could manage. And so I believe that my journey as a young woman progressing through her career, I could use, because I didn't really think of it to be this big organization as it is today.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought about how could I create a space where I could empower other young women who are like me. So honestly, I was just thinking small at that point in time. And now it's interesting because every time we have an event or I go to the spaces, people are like, what about the young men? What about the young men? You're forgetting the young men.
Yeah,
and I always say,
listen,
if you want to start the Boys of Impact or the Men of Impact, I am there to support. But it is a lot, honestly, especially when you're trying to manage your full-time career with Impact Book. It's a lot,
yeah.
But that's essentially why I decided to start with the young women.
And for those who are listening and who may be unfamiliar with what is the mission of your organization, could you share that clear for them?
Yeah, so the mission of Girls of Impact is to empower young women through leadership, mentorship, and volunteerism. So we really work in three main areas, building up, of course, the leadership capabilities of young women, giving them mentorship that they need to explore career options and entrepreneurship, and teaching them about volunteering, giving back, and about civic responsibility.
If you're listening today, get your child, let me make it very clear. Get your young daughter or your daughters into Girls of Impact because your guidance will be sure. They will help you along that journey as opposed to we on TikTok and we just, you know, not doing anything. So I like that. So before we even go into it, to the listeners, in your time, did you ever have an opportunity like this where you could have gone or have a NGO being there to mentor you? And how was that experience? Do you remember the name of the NGO? Call and let me know what was your experience like. Or is it that today we have more opportunities for those who are being deemed as at risk or persons who just need that guidance? 625-2257 or on WhatsApp 3061065. Renee, what was that one story, that moment you'll never forget since you start Girls of Impact to now? That story that a young girl come and say, Miss Atwell, that. Fill in.
I have so many stories, and I could tell you something. I'm a very emotional person.
Yeah.
I cry a lot, and I just like to cry, honestly. And whenever I have a Girls of Impact event, I could tell you, I could bet my money, I always cry.
Wow.
Because we always have success stories coming from young women, because sometimes, you know, you do this kind of work and you don't expect to get the reaction that you do, because it's like, by now I have had so many programs, I have so many events. But I think last year in 2025, we went to Tobago International Women's Day Symposium, and there was a particular young woman, like they called her up to speak, and she was like so shy and reserved, and she was feeling so embarrassed. But the host, you know, sometimes when you're hosting an event, you kind of try to poach on your audience, like, no, you come. And she was like very hesitant. You know, I engaged with her, I spoke with her after we connected on social media, and she said, Miss Atwell, you know, like, being at this event really changed my perspective. It built my confidence and stuff like that. And that was really one of the, you know, instances where I felt, you know, really good about the work that we do, that we can get to help raise the confidence, build the confidence of young women and give them the guidance that they need.
Big up that young Tobago young girl who would have gotten that sort of assistance and that encouragement. Because it should be told, speaking in public or being called impromptu to speak isn't an easy task, you know. I remember when my hand used to shake, sweat and shake. And then when somebody asked me, you all right? My lips shaking too. So it requires that sort of mentorship that your organization offers, and I must commend you for that. So you being able, with your team that is, to go through the lengths and breadth of Trinidad and Tobago, what are some of the issues that you see popping up for young women that need to be heard on a national level?
So we experience and encounter different issues depending on the communities that we go to. So for example, if we go into rural communities, you have issues in terms of access to basic necessities that we who live in urban areas may genuinely have access to, you know, freely.
Yeah.
For example, being able to get to schools, being able to, you know, get jobs, and allowances made for, of course, their locality and their location. Of course, things like basic literacy and so forth, those issues tend to rear its head in rural communities. Of course, in the urban communities, you may also see issues as well in these communities, of course, witnessing crime and violence and the trauma associated with it.
Yeah.
Of course, issues of unemployment, lack of funding for entrepreneurship. Of course, issues dealing with adolescent pregnancy and the consequences that come from that, and it impeding a young woman's ability to function and carry on in society are some of the issues that we tend to encounter.
And are we aware of, or could you tell us, are there enough agencies? So is there agencies that literally could deal with those stuff as you go down on the ground and you see what's taking place? Or is it that when you go, you're surprised as to who is there to help these young ladies?
Well, the reality is that societal problems always require a collaborative approach. You know, no one entity could solve society's problems. The government alone cannot do it. Private sector alone cannot do it. Civil society alone cannot do it. So it really requires a more robust, you know, intervention by all of these agencies. But I do think there may be a need for greater collaboration among these agencies. So how could the state, for example, provide more funding to civil society organizations, private sector as well? Instead of doing your own thing, there are already organizations on
doing
the ground.
It. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so.
You know, I was wondering, and colleague Carrie was wondering, why are people so quiet today? And it's because they're listening. From Latifa Patsy Mohammed, she said, I am listening. This young lady, very brilliant. I can agree with that. I can tell you she is. As a matter of fact, when we go on to discuss what she and the queen have in common, we'll get to that. But it's amazing to, you see that point that she gave there? Yeah, I think there's a point that she made there where organizations need to collab as to try to invent themselves. So, there's a voice that I want to listen to, and let me hear this contribution. Renee, let's listen now.
Hi, good afternoon. Glad to be part of this discussion. I am calling from San Fernando, and I want to say that I can't remember it within any recent time where I've seen an organization do any meaningful work in my community. It doesn't mean that it doesn't exist.
True.
But I think NGOs and NPOs in general, they need the support of both public and private Trinidad, so the government as well as corporate Trinidad and other private entities, one, for them to get the visibility, and two, for them to get the help that they need to actually scale their impact and to be visible so that they could actually create more opportunities for whoever their target audience might be, and to be recognized for their work. What I do want to say, though, is I have interacted with Girls of Impact, and Renee has been doing an amazing job in terms of delivering the kind of results that she wants to create for the target audience, young women, young girls, one being myself. And I can say that she has made an impact in my life through the opportunities that were created through her programming, as well as the networks. So big shout out to Renee, keep going, and I think, you know, we need to extend a strong call to action in general to make sure that resources are meted out to all agencies, all organizations that strive to do meaningful and impactful work, because it is hard, and the support will go a long way in actually creating that result that we want to see.
Big up Jamila one time with that kind of testimony and voice.
Jamila is actually, I knew Jamila's voice because I know almost all young women who interact with my organization.
Wow.
Jamila was a past participant in our accelerator program last year. She's actually the fundraising and sponsorship coordinator at my organization right now.
Gotcha.
So she has went through the program. She's a young professional, and so she joined my team. I asked her to join my team because I realized she was very outstanding, and she does amazing work.
Yeah, things are quality line. Call a good evening, Dr. Renee, and I know.
Yeah, pleasant evening, Mr.
Protest Man.
Talk
to us.
Well, not much being done in my community, which is Arriva. You know, so they need to be more visible.
Gotcha.
Because you see, to capture the youths, you need the instruments and the capability in doing the capturing of the youths, you know, to bring them to the programs. You know, that is one of the problems, you know. And to the young lady, I want to congratulate you for the great job that you're giving back to your country.
Thank you.
And to what, you know, the organization. And you see, like Mr. Committed, you know, you could open a men's.
Yeah.
No, wait.
So you could draft him in from now.
I will.
I know.
All right, thanks.
For the smell is that one, but I feel no. Well, you will let click handle last, but I can go do the radio and Men of Impact. Men of Impact, it will be the name, right?
Yeah.
Right, so not me. But Protest Man, since you recommend people, you come and open it for you and it will be good. But perhaps I can make a plug for Arima. I don't know how stretched the resources are.
That's the thing. I consider Girls of Impact to be a national organization, and so we work across various communities. So we don't just work in one community, but what I do try to ensure is geographical diversity in all of our programs.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to select young women from East Trinidad, from West Trinidad, from Central, South, and Tobago.
Gotcha.
So that's what we try to do.
The Master Trace, good evening.
Good evening to the panel here, Pinal.
Talk to us.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad that people are focusing on identifying and nipping in the bud the possible problems that might develop in the future.
Yeah, that's right.
In this particular of Durbasa Trace, it's really a lot of family, my great-grandfather's descendants and people, a few people buy lands and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of family, long established. So it's a different kind of stable community where I would have known your grandparents and that kind of thing, not only my own.
Right.
And they would have been brother or sister, or they may have been neighbors, and they go back like into the days when people would have lived on my grandfather's land, and now they are considered relatives, even though they have moved out of the area. It's that kind of old established thing. And you get a different kind of outcome, yeah. Because then let's say the housing, the public housing, the government housing communities, or even areas where people bought lots or bought houses, and then they start getting to know each other by having meetings or meeting on the playground or at school and so on. You get a different kind of thing. We definitely need people who recognize that certain problems could develop. And these things have been documented in other countries and so on, because this is how the world works. People move and they live in new communities and whatnot. And they don't have that 3 or 4 generations of contact.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that I'm glad that people are picking it up. For a long, long time, I didn't even know this kind of thing existed because it was way out of my range.
But now you know about it. Thank you very much, Jabasa Trace, for that contribution, because it's good to know that in your time, it was out of your range, but now the world has become so small because of technology and social media that, as she mentioned, she considers the org as an international program organization. So therefore, Pinal could get rich, Arima could get rich, Tunapuna get touched, and I want to come back again. Now, that's making my own proper Tunapuna, you know, I love that place. But yeah, and going back to it, because I know the callers, they're interested in the conversation, I want to find out, how does Girls of Impact make a safe space? How do they create that safe space for young men to come and open up and be able to be vulnerable by you guys? How is that done? The thought process behind it?
So planning programs require quite a lot of work because I always tell my team, and I have a very large team, it's about 18 of us who are responsible for running the organization. I tell them that many times we might come from quote-unquote marginalized communities, but now we may be in a position of privilege. So it means that when we are planning programs, you need to hear from people on the ground.
That's right.
To make sure that you can deliver what they want, and what they need for their development. Because remember, we are trying to develop young women who could go on and to become productive persons in society, leaders in their respective spaces.
Yeah.
And so planning a program, we usually try to identify needs, and we try to use statistical data as best as we can to see what are the areas that in our youth policy, in our development plans, what are the areas that we need.
Yeah.
And of course, we try to develop programs based on that. Of course, many times for our programs, we do pre-program surveys. So finding out from participants what they want from the program so we can get speakers to deliver on it. So I try to be as proactive involving them in the process so that we ensure to deliver programs that will benefit them and their communities.
Yeah, because I always used to say that for far too long, people are making policies for persons who are out of the room and thinking that they know what we want, but we on the ground and they're not coming there. There's a comment from Virtuous Woman, Mommy, you know I love you. I like this because you are the future. When we are gone, so keep up this, young lady. Something for the young men now. I'm glad she didn't say for the young men and then say me at the end because, you know, the plate is full. But yeah, people are saying that they are happy for these type of initiatives because just the other day we saw a young girl fighting and beating up all the men. But now you're coming here to say that, hey, we have a space where we could divert you away from that. Send schools, if you're listening, whoever's listening, you may have persons, young people, young ladies within your school who need that extra sort of guidance. Give them to it. So Renee, thank you for that. How do people get involved with Girls of Impact? How do they get involved? Thank you for that question, Carrie.
So they can get involved in various ways. They can join our membership. It's one way. And of course, I always try to create exclusive opportunities for my members. So for example, recently I got sponsorship to send 7 young women to an entrepreneurship conference because I realized that many times my program, because I'm a professional, sometimes I over-focus on traditional careers.
Yeah.
And I forget that there are persons who don't want to become a lawyer or a doctor, you know, an accountant. There are persons who want to explore creative industries. They want to start their own business. So I send them to an entrepreneurship conference. They had the most amazing time and they will get some mentorship from that.
Yeah.
Of course, they can also volunteer. So on our website is girlsofimpact.org. We have a volunteer form. So when we have events, we usually send out opportunities for persons who just want to give back, you know, you want to come to our programs and help out. You can get involved through that way as well.
Yeah.
And of course, on our social media pages, we always have calls for engagement from time to time. So feel free to follow us. And of course, you will see opportunities there.
I like that. Yeah. 625-2257 or send me a WhatsApp 306-1065. Do you see the impact of NGOs or NPOs in your community? We want to know, because you never know if you come and say, hey, I live in Kwaito and nobody don't do anything for us. You might get through before the year done or next year. You never know. But if you can recall before we reached this far into the segment, I was saying that there's something in common with Renee and the Queen. But here's this. This question is for you. Being recognized as a Queen Elizabeth II Commonwealth Trust Young Leader is a major achievement. What that moment means to you? And before you describe that moment, could you describe for us the magnitude of that award? Because sometimes we just, get through our humble. I don't need to be humble now. I need to explain what someone from TNT, from Malik, did. Tell me about that.
It definitely is an honor. To become one of the Queen Elizabeth II Commonwealth Young Leaders 2026. And I think that these awards really recognize the work that I do. And if you know me, I am very humble, and I also always contribute my success to my team, because I don't run the organization alone. Of course, it's my vision, and my team will say, yes, Renee is the, you know, the head. But the work that we do through Girls of Impact has impacted the lives of thousands of young women, and it's something that I feel extremely, extremely proud of, just to know that we could give young women another chance. You know, it's not just about giving them, you know, this one-off opportunity to get into a program, but about giving them sustainable ways in which they can better themselves. They can go back to school, they can go to university, they can start their own business, get their first job through the interventions that we create through Girls of Impact. So it really is indeed an honor. I feel extremely humbled by it, especially coming from a small island here within the region. I feel really, really honored by it, and I look forward to, of course, getting further mentorship through the program to expand the work that we do through Girls of Impact.
So tell me, when you get the results, or somebody say, Renee, you make it, or the email, where were you and what were you doing?
I got the notification probably last year. I believe I was at work and it went into my junk, and I was like, the individual who sent the award, his name was a bit weird, like not a typical name that we would see on an everyday basis. So I thought it was spam. So I'm in my junk and I'm scrolling and I see congratulations. I'm like, what is this about? Somebody trying to, you know, how normally like spam mail will go into your junk mail. And so I open it up and I was like, wow, like, you know, moments like that, because I do so much work through Girls of Impact, I do really sit to soak it all in. Because my life is so busy, I'm always doing something. So it was really a moment where I paused and said, you know, I'm really, really, really happy to be in the situation I'm in and living in this purpose where I could help to positively impact the lives of other young women in TNT.
That's amazing. Carrie, because this is her birthday month, Miss Hartwell is doing 21 videos. In the month of May, celebrating her birthday.
What?
And it's like, you get into, even on her birthday, she was outpouring to a PTA, sharing about,
creating safer society for girls.
For girls. Like, the work can't stop, won't stop. I'm like, that's the embodiment of what it is. And I was like, on my birthday, I was in Maracos. No, and that, you know, that's something to, in the youth space, we tend to not give persons their flowers. And I publicly give you your flowers.
I appreciate that,
That's amazing. So if or when I do get my daughter, or when that time do comes, what's the age limit? As young as or as old as? Tell me how that goes.
Well, we work with young women primarily through the ages of 15 and 35.
Okay.
People would always, and I always tell my team, I would usually take the blow for it, because if they're not asking, why not the young men? They're usually asking, so why at 15? And it's because, you know, usually if you are tailoring a program, you know, different age ranges require different interventions, and even between 15 and 35 we usually have to do two sets of activities for the two different age ranges. So, you know, we do 15 to 35 for the most part, but I still, you know, sometimes I make a little exception, one or two.
But for
the most part, as the age range, we stick to.
Okay. So, like, is it that throughout the year you guys may have like a recruitment drive, or they could just pay attention to your social media? How does that go?
Particularly for membership, yes. We recently decided that we're going to do two intakes per year. So we do an intake from January to March, and we do another intake, I think, from July to September. Right now, the September intake, the wait list is about 50 to 100 young women. I'm like, we have to, you know, the thing about Girls of Impact is that it is expanding way beyond what I initially envisioned, and every day someone is like, are you going to open a chapter in another Caribbean island? I'm like, could you just give me a chance to
it
is a lot, but I'm really, really happy that we get to, you know, do this work with young women. So we take two intakes per year, and of course try to keep it manageable so we could deliver quality experiences for them.
You said something there earlier, clock, talking about operating in your purpose. One of the key indicators that I've read in many books is that your purpose usually is bigger than you, and you alone cannot carry it. And the mere fact that persons are admonishing you to open a next chapter in a different country, it means that this is something God ordained, going through the Caribbean and into the world. And I just hope that you continue to stay the course, and your team as well, they continue to understand it is just not a René Atwell vision, but it's a bigger vision, because generations upon generations will benefit from this. I remember when a point in time, Patrick Manning had a camp at July August camp, and that used to help my mom be able to how to describe it. So when she working in that camp, but the first month in July was fighting in the camp, so I thought that was the way to go. But yeah, I went to the museum, we had different sports and activities, and it exposed me to a lot. So not being funded by government and you doing this, I mean, I know for a fact the government have to join and support something like this, because there's a lot of people. But René, this is something really amazing. Guys, in the capital city, the times are coming up, but in the meanwhile, you're tuning to the best frequency. Don't forget, next week Friday, you have to be here at 6 p.m. to hear me, Mr. Committed, as we talk about all kind of things. I might get politics, you might get that, but today's not that. So 625-2257 or 306-1065, calling, give me a contribution. Let me know your funny convo going. What NGO or NP you want to big up? And guys, there's a limit to say who I'm here with. But you know, I'm with the best there is right now in Trinidad and Tobago for Girls of Impact, René Atwell. And it's your time checking for the screen, 6:45, and you are having a great time with 106.5 FM Freedom. You guys are carrying me up and down a roller coaster. I can't even, I turn left or turn right, it's just different side language, but we'll get there. So we're going back into the discussion, or we're going to the break now. You see, roller coaster, but how you think this goes sometimes? Guys, we're going to a break. I had to play. Stay right here, don't go anywhere. We're coming back.
Get the story first. Want to know what's happening in news, sports, or crime? Get the CNC3 app. As the story breaks, CNC3 is there giving you the story first on your mobile device. Be connected to the most trusted and reliable news source, CNC3. Access your world with just a tap. The CNC3 app. Download it today.
Power up your Saturdays with Gary V's electrifying energy on Speak Your Mind Saturdays. Here, you're not just tuning in. You're transforming the show into a vibrant tapestry of opinions, laughter, and spirited debates. Get set for a day packed with the fun, the burning issues, and Gary V's infectious personality. Join the fun. Fuel the conversation. Speak Your Mind. Saturdays with Gary V on Freedom 106.5 FM.
Go big, go digital, go everywhere with the Big Board Company. With 15 high-impact digital billboard locations across the country, the Big Board Company puts your brand where it belongs. Front and center with state-of-the-art LED screens in the most high-traffic areas across the country, you are guaranteed to be seen. Get flexible scheduling, real-time updates, and the most eye-catching and dynamic visuals. With free artwork from local businesses to national brands, we bring reach and visibility like nobody else does. 15 locations, endless possibilities. Advertise with the Big Board Company and get that Big Board impact. Call 723-9595. For more information.
Welcome back to 106.5 FM Freedom. You are with your host, Mr. Committed, and we are having so much fun in this studio, my head hitting me. But we are still having an excellent discussion with Ms. René Atwell, the founder of Girls of Impact TT. And we just discovered there are persons who are telling her, hey, when are you going to open the next chapter? And if you're now joining the conversation, we are more so along the lines of, yes, who René is, but the impact that her org has been doing in society, from community to communities, ensuring that young women have an experience that she herself did not have. Imagine going to school to become a lawyer and you study 3 years, and when you graduate, they say, yes, this is it here. And somebody said, no, Miss Lady, you had 2 years ago. I was cursing. I was like, nah, me sign up for all of this. Someone sent a WhatsApp asking, how many persons do you take on per session or group? Or is it based on the program you're doing at that given point in time?
Yeah, so it's definitely based on the program. So we have different events. So for International Women's Day, which is in Tobago, we do about 150 to 200 young women from Tobago We have Accelerator in the summer. That's our main signature mentorship program that people really look forward to, that caters to 60 young women. Mm-hmm. And then we have our Rural Girls program in October in commemoration of International Day of the Girl Child. We usually go by school for that event. So we go into schools in rural communities. That's usually about 30 to 50 young women.
Wow.
And we have a new program this month. She leads climate advocacy. That's catering to 30 young women. So we try to keep the numbers kind of small because it's to ensure we deliver quality to our participants.
625-2257 or 627-3223 or send your WhatsApp at 306-1065. Guys, join this discussion. Are there any upcoming activities should we put the young ladies on notice that you're all going to be having anytime soon?
Yes, we actually have a 5K coming up in June.
Carry away for
Sunday the 7th of June, a 5K fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we're promoting health and wellness. It's an opportunity for us to really come out and support a good cause, and it's to help us raise funds so that we can continue the programs that we do for young women across Trinidad and Tobago.
Good. We come back to that. Caller, good evening. Talk to Renan Aina.
Yeah, pleasant afternoon, Mr. Committed and,
mm-hmm.
and Miss Rennie. I forgot to tell you happy birthday and thank you. Yeah, protest man, because you come like man. Me, I just take more on my shoulder than I could carry, but I just carry it. Yeah, by the will of God, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen to that.
God. Yeah.
Blessings, man. Thank you, and I'm sharing that bullet between with Renee as well, because we are made together.
Thank you.
Someone was asking as well, they're coming in hot way, they're asking, is there a criteria for girls or women have to make for them to be selected for these programs you listed there?
Yeah, so our different programs, we look at different criteria. We usually develop rubrics for programs. And of course, it depends on a number of factors. Yeah, sometimes your educational background, professional background, interest in the subject matter that we're looking to do, and those types of factors is what we look for.
Guys, it is 10 to 7. At top of the hour is the major news broadcast by CNC3. So don't go anywhere. We're still chatting with Renee. But just letting you know how the time looking. So don't go anywhere. CNT3 have the news. So, yeah. So, guys, I know you're sending any questions, but there's some things I want to ask Renee that... So, with this 5K, because I know everybody's doing 5K, but this 5K here, how the medal looking? It looking good?
The medal looking amazing. We actually did our medal review today, and the medal is hot.
Yeah.
You know, people want to know what the medal looking like before they could sign up, but, you know, this course around 5Ks now is so interesting, yeah, because sometimes, you know, you have these big companies putting on these 5Ks.
Yeah.
I have to remind people that sometimes the experience of a smaller non-profit organization trying to have a 5K fundraiser, you may not get all of the bells and whistles that a larger company can offer. But what I can say is that we try to do very good events, and the quality will be good, the race will be good. So follow us on social media, sign up for the 5Ks, $170 for the experience. We hope to see you there to support.
I watch any mail here, will you? I know it's girls of impact, but men can run that 5K.
Everybody, women, men, boys, girls, bring your granny, bring your uncle, come and support the cause.
Click me for 5K. What's Kyrie going?
And listen, you don't have to run the 5K, eh? You could run, you could walk. So don't make the running thing an issue.
What's the date?
Sunday, the 7th of June.
Gotcha. All right. And I find people was bashing 5K because it's a healthy trend. It's a healthy trend. Everybody saying 5K this, 5K that. If everybody in Trinidad was over 400 and something pounds, you know, there's to be a problem.
Listen, and in a country that has such high levels of non-communicable diseases, these initiatives are perfect.
Walk, run. This discussion is healthy. And in terms of, if we had to give you a platform to talk to young women, 60 seconds, what would your message for those young women be, Renee? What would you tell them?
For young women, I would say believe in yourself and invest in yourself. I think believing in yourself is so important because young women need to know their worth, and they need to know that they can accomplish whatever goal they set out to accomplish.
Mm.
But also believing in yourself and accomplishing your goals would come through investing in yourself. And that looks differently. It might be starting a course. It might be going back to school, starting your own business. You know, so believe in yourself, invest in yourself, and surround yourself with a community that will help you to accomplish your goals.
Amazing. What's that, 60 seconds? Best we put Renee to run for some. Hold on. Don't go down that road. So, on a show centered around freedom, because there is freedom on 6.5 FM, what does true freedom for young women and girls in Trinidad and Tobago look like for you? What does that look like?
I think freedom looks like living in purpose. And, you know, doing what you want to do or what you think you have been put on this earth to do. For me, for example, I'm a professional, but also I get so much purpose and you know, I experience so much passion by the work I do through Girls of Impact.
Yeah.
It's something that is very liberating to me. And I think that, you know, in a society like ours, it's important for young women to know that what they want to accomplish is within reach, and they should continue to work hard to accomplish that, and that is what or when they will start to experience true freedom.
But there's a question I want to ask personally. With all of these things that you do on a daily basis, how do you balance and switch hats so well? Where does your time come in?
Well, I don't think it's a lot, you know. People might see it as that. I guess I'm someone who could manage my time pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because I became a professional before I got into the youth space. So my career has always kind of been like priority.
Mm-hmm.
Girls of Impact, of course, is a volunteer organization. All of our team members are volunteers. And I am someone, if you know me, you always see me on a trip. I'm always traveling. I'm always enjoying life. Like, I do not hesitate to find time to enjoy life. And so I do have the time to do it. It's a lot some days, like if we have programs coming up, but for the most part, I think I live a very balanced life and I really enjoy where I am in this space of my life right now.
And as we get lighter, you say you like to go to the beach. What's your favorite beach in Trinidad and Tobago?
Who else going to say anything but Maracas? Mr. Committed. I love Maracas. I could go eat an aloe pie. I don't really like bacon shark.
Yeah.
I'll eat an aloe pie. And I'd lime and chill and, yeah, good vibes in Maracas.
Big up Maracas. Old Maracas.
So what's wrong with Las Cuevas?
No, that's too far.
Like 5 minutes, 10 minutes.
It's on November's Day.
All right, now, fine.
I thought it's the first time I win a vote against Gary. I think the Lord coming tomorrow. No, but I want to take this time to wind down and say how much I appreciate this conversation. The conversation is one that is really needed in spite of what we see happening today in Trinidad and Tobago, because we tend, you know, bad news sell. Bad news travel quickly, but there are people who are superheroes who don't wear capes, and Renee Atwell and her team of Girls of Impact are doing that. And I want to endorse it. Get your young people, get your young girls involved to get that sort of mentorship, because if you don't intentionally mentor them, then society will take that job from you, and then probably me hold your head and say, oh gosh, where did I go wrong? So this is something I really want to employ young people and young girls. Sorry, the boy, you know, the only man, study yourself, develop. Because sometimes, you know, we just say, Kai, when you waste man out here, but hey, when you start to develop yourself, no waste man can't come wrong all year. Come on. So, catch me here next week at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. And Kai, we say this afternoon, I'm here every day, but who knows? She's speaking into existence. I ain't not following for me every day enough, because now service politics is going inside there and it's bacchanal and confusion. Rah! Going on, getting on a radio today. But I enjoyed today. Guys, be safe this weekend. As we start to wind down, I want to make sure that the message is sent. If you intentionally develop or invest in yourself or invest in a colleague or your child, whatever the case may be, it will worth your while. Coming from a community where there's stigmas of hotspots, so crime and violence doesn't mean that you are out for the count. You could push past that stigma. You could become somebody great. And if you're looking for an example, today we had the privilege of hearing Renee Atwell's story. And not, and the hours pass so quickly, we don't even get to hear the full thing, but it just goes to show. You could come from any part of Trinidad and Tobago and push and to become something great. So, last question to go with it. Quickly, how can people reach out to you?
So you can reach us via our social media. So Girls of Impact 868 on Instagram, on TikTok, we're on Facebook as well, Girls of Impact TNT. And of course, our website, girlsofimpact.org, has all of the information on there as well.
Yeah. So click, get the template from how to do Men of Impact. so we could start targeting the
men. I am here to support. Reach out to me, please.
Yes, that is the mission that we're going forward there. Guys, we work hard with so much today. Today has... The reason why sometimes the work is so hard because good content and substance is being birthed now. Oh God, give me a chance again. But guys, it has been my pleasure. Stay tuned for the major news broadcast from CNT3 at 7. Catch me next week. I'm going. I need to rest this weekend. Girls of Impact, big up yourself, Carrie. Everybody tuning in. I'm gone.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.